to use that. So he'd come in and say, "Is my father?" And then they used to call this man my father because this boy. So Henry is the same way now. He'll have, if he's talking to somebody else, he'll say, "My father said so and so." And then when he's talking to him or talking to me about him, he calls him Mr. Well, anyway, I put a stop to mine after a while. I told him, I said, "You can't call me Miss Janet. I want you to call me Mother." I don't think he ever forgot. Stopped just as quickly as that. But my mother didn't mind. She thought it was funny. Didn't mind either. So anyway, he went, one day he said, one of Miss chickens had been, "Oh, you're scratching in the flowers and all." And my mother, of course, everybody was used to somebody else's chickens coming in, and she had thought nothing about it at all. But he came in and he said, "Well, I've been down to the and said, I told Miss that his chicken was up here just worrying Miss to death." And he said, "I said, now, which will you do? Will you give Miss the chicken or will you sell it to her?" And he said, Miss said, "Well, I'll give her the chicken." He said, that ended the conversation. So it was just like that. Of course, some people almost came to blows over chickens scratching up flowers and all, and you know of cases where really they almost had a fuss about it. But it was just, nobody ever had a fence that was 100% chicken-proof, you know. And they would get out and they'd wander over in somebody's yard where they're just starting some flowers or something. And now, you know, I said there are a lot of little children I bet have never even seen a live chicken. There's nowhere to see them. And if we are somewhere way out in the country and you look in somebody's yard or see a chicken, why, it's just like seeing some wild animal or some freak, because, you know, we just pronounce pride. All we know.
The place, the fenced in place where they were kept would be the chicken yard.
Yes, chicken yard.
Where did they lay the eggs then?
Well, a chicken house or hen house or...
How was the word coop used?
Well, it was mostly for chickens that were put up to be used, you know, for fried chicken or some to be used for, to be cooked, in other words. You kept them up, you know, to be fatten them and have them ready to eat. And so that was, it was more, a coop was more for that purpose.
That would be a chicken or a hen, or a chicken?
Chicken coop, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
By the way, I am interested in terms the children do use for parents. How do you think that most children used to refer to their parents in your childhood?
Well, I think most of Mama and Papa was really more prevalent. Of course, some children were maybe... some parents like to be called Mother and Father, you know, but Mama and Papa, I think, was prevalent. And I think Mama, right today, is just as prevalent as ever. But I don't think Papa is. I think it's Mama and Daddy more, don't you think?
And Pappy was never...
Well, Pappy was more of a... Well, it was more of a kind of a, well, I think you'd hear in kind of country stories, somebody say your pappy did so and so and all. And so I think the way our son called Harris pappy, maybe we, just like somebody else said, "Daddy, tell daddy so and so," or "daddy this," maybe we said, "Tell pappy." That's how he